never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
After 20 years of going backwards, we may not be speeding at the speed we wanted, but we at least have turned the boat around to the right direction.
This is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show, the number one show in this time slot. If you like talkers, you've come to the right place. I'm Taxi Dave. Tonight we will have Senator Tony Aveler on, and we're also going to have Mike Marinelli on, the owner and operator of a collision shop who has helped me with my tire problem. And he's going to give you some tips and stuff. We're also going to do recalls and winter tips for your car since winter's around the corner. I hope everybody enjoyed the 74 degrees on Christmas Eve day here in New York City. That's right, folks. All you snowbirds, na 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 na. So, I went shopping on Christmas Eve. And, you know, you park in the parking lot, and you back out very cautiously, and you look both ways, and you back out slowly, and this maniac comes tearing down the aisle, honking his horn, and almost clipped me. I mean, where's the respect here? Do you realize that 25% of accidents, outside of big cities, that is, 25% of accidents happen in parking lots when people are backing up? You know, you may have the right of way going forward, but there's something called common sense. If you see a car pulling out, you stop. Okay, you stop. You don't step on the gas and honk your horn. Because today, it happened again at a diner. I'm backing out slowly, and this guy hits his horn and zooms right behind me. Okay. I held my calm. I didn't want any road rage. I get on the highway, which is right next to the diner, and he's in the right lane, and he's approaching the first exit with his right signal on, and right before, I'm in the middle lane. Luckily, I wasn't behind him. And right before the exit, he stops. He wasn't sure where he was going. He was in such a hurry to get out of the diner parking lot that he decided to stop on a highway exit. Come on, folks. Use your brains. I also had a conversation with Mrs. Gates, and Mrs. Gates was really upset because she had the same thing happen to her at a supermarket parking lot this week by someone driving a government vehicle. So she thought it was odd, a government vehicle at a shopping, a place where you buy food. So she was really upset, and on the way home, that vehicle stopped into a mall, and she stopped and saw that car park again in a mall. You know, government vehicles are not supposed to be for personal use. They're not supposed to be for shopping, all right? And they're certainly supposed to be driving with more care and set an example, unless people just don't care and abuse their privileges. It's ridiculous. Oh, gosh. So, we're going to have New York City statistics this week. We're talking about charitable giving. I have some interesting charitable statistics for you, which I think you'll find very interesting. And if we have time, we'll talk about parking reform that they're doing and that we're having in the city. But you'll find it most interesting when we talk about winter driving tips, tires and how important they are. And I announced the recalls. You know, we have over 500,000 recalls to talk about this evening, and we're going to ask Mike Marinelli, the owner and operator of Circle Collision, his opinion on some of these recalls, if he's experienced any of that stuff. But first, I'd like to introduce Tony Avella, who's dedicated his life to fighting for working and middle-class families. He has. You know, he used to work, he was an aide with Mayor Koch and Mayor Dinkins in, I think it was 2001. He became a city councilman. And then in 2003 and 2005, overwhelming majority win to maintain his being a councilman in New York City. He's had a lot of titles, but what was interesting was he turned down Lulus. If you don't know what Lulus are, you know, it's taxpayer-funded salary increase in return for loyalty to the party. And they'll put you on a certain committee, which might give you an extra $10,000 a year. And you're expected to go along with the crowd. So the more appointments you get, the more money you make. And Tony turned them down. He didn't want the Lulus, as they said. He received the New York City Human Rights Award in 2009. And after he finished in the city council, there was something called term limits. You know, the voters in New York City voted twice. They wanted term limits. They didn't want their city councilmen to serve more than two terms. They didn't want lifelong nonsense going on. Okay, lifetime jobs. So Mayor Bloomberg bought his third term at $72 per vote, the way I recall it came out. And some city council members bought into it, not Tony. Tony refused to run for a third term, and he decided to run for state senate. That was in 2010. He was elected overwhelmingly from an incumbent. Okay? Then something interesting happened. When Tony was up in Albany as a senator, he joined he's a Democrat, and he joined the Democratic Conference. The Independent Conference. And it helps him to accomplish some of his goals to help the middle and working classes like never before. Recently, there have been some things that went on in Albany. We've talked about it. The head of the New York State Assembly, Sheldon Silva. The head of the New York State Senate, Dean Skillos. All lost their court cases, and they're probably going to be going to jail. Tony Avella stayed quiet through all the proceedings. And now he's a guest on the Taxi Dave Show. Without further ado, welcome, Senator Avella. Appreciate you coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Listen, it's a pleasure. Thank you for that very nice introduction.
Well, I'll never forget. No one stood up and said, I'm not taking any money to go on any committees. No one stood up and said, you know what? Take your third term, stick it where the sun don't shine, because the voters don't want it. You said that. You stood by the people, so you'll always have my utmost respect.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Anyway, recently, when the head of the New York State Senate was found guilty, I guess, in his court case, you finally broke your silence. Can you say some words to our listeners and tell us what you experienced and what you felt, you know, being... is it the Democratic Independent Conference? Is that what it's called?
Yes, the Independent Democratic Conference that I'm a member of in the Senate. Well, the reason when you say it broke the silence is because I had actually testified on behalf of the government in the Skillos trial. The U.S. Attorney's Office had called me and asked me if I would testify, you know, on behalf of the government against Skillos. And even though I didn't have any knowledge of what he had done, they wanted somebody from within the Senate to say, you know, to explain to the jury what the Senate does, what their powers are, and I guess to sort of react as to, you know, what I thought of what Skillos had done. So I couldn't testify while the trial. After I testified at the trial, I couldn't publicly comment until the trial was over, and I didn't want to comment on the Silva trial either because it could have affected the Skelos' trial since I was a witness. So finally, when the Skelos was former Senator Skelos was convicted, I was able to talk about both cases. Some of your listeners may remember, you may remember, I was the first Democratic elected official to say that Shelley Silva should step down over the cover-up of the sexual abuse scandals of Vito Lopez. And this is going back several years already. It really is disgusting what goes on in Albany. You know, there's the expression of, you know, what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Well, you could apply that to Albany. What happens in Albany stays in Albany. It really is, while criminal activity may not go on every day, unethical activity goes on every day, and it's disgusting.
So can you elaborate on what you had proposed ethics-wise?
Well, there were a lot of bills. In fact, I'm actually going to be coming out with a whole number of proposals. I was the first elected official when I was elected to the Senate in the history of the legislature to propose term limits. Actually introduce a bill for term limits for Senate, state senators, and assembly members. The person I beat to win the state Senate, who was a well-liked person, but he had been in office for 38 years in the Senate. I mean, even the most well-intentioned person tends to get jaded and feels that they're entitled to the position. There were people who were in office in Albany for way too long. If you do a good job, you should be able to run for another office. So I have a bill to set term limits at 16 years and to change the term of office from 2 to 4 years, because part of the problem is they're constantly running for office.
So as soon as you
and they're constantly raising money. Yeah, so it would be 3 terms of 4 and you're out. I also have a bill in to change the mechanism by which we investigate cases like this. There is the Jacob Commission, there's the Ethics Commission, but they both have overlapping jurisdiction, and the Jacob Commission, most of the members are appointed by the legislature. There are too many of them. They don't have subpoena power. And some of your listeners may remember when when Silver was first brought up on charges before the Jacob Commission, the one person that said, oh, no, we can't investigate, he's fine, we shouldn't investigate him, was the very person that Silver appointed to the commission. So the whole process by which we investigate these crimes have to be improved.
Well, I'm glad that you're up in Albany, Senator.
And, well, I'm going to try my best, and I think...
You always do.
This session is going to be key. And that's why I'd be happy to come on the program in a couple of weeks after I put together my recommendations, very comprehensive. This is the opportunity. If we don't do something with the heads of both houses of the state legislature being convicted of corruption charges, if we don't do something now, God, I mean, shame on us.
Let's change gears because I'm getting very upset about this.
And you should be. And you know what? I want your listeners to get very upset, because that's the one thing everybody in this state has to step up and call their elected official, call the governor, and say, you know what, if you don't do something, I'm going to vote you out of office next time around. Maybe they'll get the message.
There you go. From Tony Avella, Senator Avella, call your elected officials, tell them you want change in ethics law, or you're not going to vote for them. Yeah, that goes a long way, folks. It really does. I mean, we are the number one show in this time slot, and there are a lot of listeners out there. A lot of callers call into the show, more so than most other shows. Save the dime, as they say, and call New York, your New York State legislators. Let's just change gears a second to Move New York. You recently held a press conference. Now, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen... What Move New York is doing, and most people know, if you don't know, there are some free bridges across the East River in New York. The 59th Street Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, and the Williamsburg Bridge. Let's take those four bridges. They're free. And there are a lot of middle class and working class people who have to drive for work for whatever reasons. They don't have brand new cars. and every dollar counts. So they take those bridges. I know people who take those bridges. And, you know, if you were to go through the Midtown Tunnel, let's say, for example, or the Throgs Neck Bridge, you know, if it's $6 twice a day, $12, 5 days a week, $60, $250 a month, it's a lot of money. Do you want to eat or do you want to pay tolls? Senator Avella, can you tell our listeners what your press conference was about?
Well, I've been a longstanding opponent of Move New York's proposal to put tolls on the East River bridges. And I had a press conference with Assemblyman David Weber and the Queens Civic Congress, the Queens Chamber of Commerce, to say that we're not in favor of this. This is just another tax. These bridges have always been free. My personal opinion is we shouldn't have to pay, you know, New Yorkers shouldn't have to pay tolls from go to one county to another in our own city. But unfortunately, we do have bridges that have been tolled for a long time. But these bridges should remain free. The Move New York proposal is they toll these bridges, and it's a way to sort of get some of the, especially the Queens resident support and my support. They came up with this idea, well, if you let us toll the East River bridges, we will reduce the tolls on the bridges that don't go into Manhattan, like the Whitestone Bridge, the Throgs Neck Bridge. And we will promise that all the money that gets raised from the tolls will go right back into mass transit to help those neighborhoods that have poor mass transit options. And, you know, my district is one of those. And I said to them, Mood New York came out and met with me, and I said, you know, that sounds good on paper, but unfortunately there's one thing we all know that never changes, and that's death and taxes. The day you put in tolls on the East River bridges, the next day you lower the bridges, lower the tolls on Throgs Neck, Whitestone, but you can't guarantee that the day after those tolls don't go right back up again. And then what will happen is we'll have tolls on every bridge for the same amount of money. And there's no guarantee that you can take the revenue from the East River bridges, if we toll them, to go to mass transit. There's no such thing as what we call in the legislature as a lockbox, where money is supposed to be dedicated from one source, stays for that dedicated source. Right now, there's supposed to be a lockbox for transportation up in Albany every year. And every year, it gets raided by the legislature and the governor. So you can't make these promises. There's no guarantee. So why should people in Queens and Brooklyn, and people from Long Island for that matter, that have to drive into Manhattan, and people in Upper Manhattan have to pay to go into Lower Manhattan in their own city? This would be just another tax for middle-class working families and small businesses. This will be a killer for small businesses. Keep them free. There are other ways we can find to raise revenue from mass transit.
Do you know how angry I am that I have to pay now $15 to go over that George Washington Bridge? And the deal that was made between Christie and Governor Cuomo, the two governors. You know what? Instead of hitting them with one big raise, every couple of years we'll raise the tolls until we get to X amount of dollars. $15! A truck could cost $126 to go over the George Washington Bridge. It's absurd.
Talk to the people on Staten Island who were promised that when the Verrazano Bridge was paid off, the toll would go away. It was paid off years ago. They still have the toll. We still pay the toll. So, you know, politicians can promise everything. The common sense, the average person has common sense to say, this is just another tax. Unfortunately, Move New York is making an effort to bring this up to the legislature this year. And they've gotten some council members to support it, which is absolutely shocking to me. And I hope the voters will take it out on them, too.
You know, the extra money supposedly it comes to $1.5 billion. And I would imagine the MTA is watering at the mouth, hearing that all that money is going to go to them. You know, the state has given them money. The city has given them money. Everything we do, there seems to be an MTA tax on. I've said it before, whether it's your cell phone or transporting gasoline or selling your house, the MTA gets some money. I mean, where is it going to end? And I agree with you, Senator. Tolls don't go down. Tolls don't end. Tolls only go up. And they are a tax. You know, next time, oh, we need the money for this, we need the money for that, things are tough, we're going to raise the tolls again. And they use an excuse, you know, the excuse is, oh, yeah, well, people get into, they'll take mass transportation instead.
Right.
Didn't you hear about the slow buses last week? 3.1 miles an hour?
Yeah.
I can't walk real fast, but I think I walk faster than that.
And, you know, it's we don't have the political willpower to think out of the box. You know, I've discussed it on your show a couple of times, is how about legalizing sports betting? You know, you talked about the, you know, just a second ago about the $1.5 billion the tolls would raise. Well, when I first proposed legalizing sports betting, the Partnership for New York City supported the idea, prestigious business group in the city of New York, and they estimated the city could generate $2 billion in revenue. But nobody has the political willpower to take this on. It's interesting that Governor Christie from New Jersey is doing it now. We have to start thinking out of the box and start coming up with appropriate ways to raise revenue rather than just taxing people.
There you go. Any last words for our listeners, Senator Avella?
Well, again, this better be the year that the state legislature does something about ethics reform and does its best to eliminate corruption. And you can invite me back on your show in a couple of weeks. I'll have some really formal proposals, some things that I've already introduced, some new things, some ideas that other people have talked about. But I'm going to try and put together a comprehensive package and then really put together like a grassroots effort like I did when I worked to fight hydrofracking in the state of New York. And it was the biggest grassroots effort in this state ever on environmental issues. And that's why we were able to stop hydrofracking from occurring.
Well, I want to thank you for saving our drinking water, by the way.
And that's what we have to do on ethics reform. Because the problem is the people who are benefiting from the corruption are the very people who have to vote on ethics reform. So they're not going to do it unless the public stands up and says, enough is enough. You don't make some changes, I'm not voting for you.
All right. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Senator Tony Avella has been our guest, our first guest. I want to thank you for being on the show once again. And we will see you in a couple of weeks when the ethics your ethics package gets presented to the legislature.
Thanks. I always appreciate being on the show.
Okay. Take care. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let me just give you some statistics regarding transit ridership. The total ridership on MTA in October of 2015 was 245.4 million, but that was down almost 2% from a year ago. Subway ridership was 160 million. Oh, just down a little bit, a tenth of a percent. Air traffic, October 2015, 10.8 million passengers flew into and out of the region's airports. That's an increase of 8.4% from the year before. And that's been consistent, folks. Every time I read these air traffic stats, every month they go up and up and up from the year before. Broadway ticket sales. Attendance was approximately 1.1 million tickets sold during the 4 weeks that ended Thanksgiving, November 29th. That's up 3% from the same period last year, and revenues were about $116 million, up 1% from last year. Hotel occupancy in October 2015. The average daily hotel room rate in New York City, $361. That actually went down a little bit. Hotel occupancy was at 92.1%. Those are the hotels. And employment. Private sector jobs in New York City rose by 12,600 in November. And in October, we gained about 11,000 jobs. And government jobs in the city also rose. So, you know, the unemployment rate, it held at 4.8%. Unemployment is down. Jobs are coming in, people are working, people are flying, people are taking taxi cabs. Yay! And we have great politicians, honest politicians out there, not the ones that want to stay in office for half a century. Just think about that, half a century. Last week, I also pleaded with you to donate to food pantries. Let me talk to you a little bit about charity real quick. New York State, in case you didn't know, ranks first in the nation in total charitable dollars from major foundations, that is. Now, foundations gave almost $10 billion in grants. That information is a little stale. It's 2 years old. But that's 18% of the nation's total of grants. And in New York, you take the lowest 34 states combined, doesn't even equal what New York does. In case you're interested, the top five foundations for grants, Bristol-Myers Squibb gave $811 million. The Ford Foundation gave $560 million in grants. Pfizer, $516 million. Open Society Institute, $456 million. And the Foundation to Promote Open Society, $381 million. Who are the recipients? The major recipients, Weill Medical College of Cornell University, $68 million. Columbia University, $65 million. UNICEF, $60 million. And U.S. Fund for UNICEF, $42 million. Teach for America, $56 million. New York University, $55 million. Planned Parenthood, almost $54 million. The Robin Hood Foundation, $33 million. And Harlem Children's Zone, $35 million. So New York is a given town. Next time you're out at one of your fancy restaurants, for those of you who can afford to do that, eat at home. Send the money to a food pantry. One out of four people in our country are poor. A third of them are children, and they're hungry. Please. Thank you so much. Okay. So we had Tony Avella on. I forgot to mention, I want to thank you. Yes, NBC, we are broadcasting live from Rockefeller Center. We're looking down on the Christmas tree, and I see my sister ice skating down there, and with about a million other people. Traffic is at a standstill, of course. Welcome to Rockefeller Center during the holiday season, folks. This is the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about tires, and I'll give you those half a million cars and recalls, winter tips, and we'll speak with Mike Marinelli, the owner and operator of Circle Collision Center. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. Tell me what to do. Regulating life by clock, that's the life for you. But all the time you're standing there, looking like you're talking. The ego laughs and you just barely walking.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
From where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost.
Chuckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep chuckin', like the two-dog man together. More or less in line, just keep chuckin' on, on, on.
All right, Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. It's holiday season, folks, so remember this. Don't drink and drive. Take a yellow cab. As you recall, last week, I talked about the problem I had when I called a certain company, which I won't mention, AAA, and how they were going to come and fill up my tires with air, and they came with an empty container of air, ready to change tires that they couldn't change. And I spoke with a gentleman who's the owner of Circle Collision Center in Nanuet. That's up in Rockland County. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from the GW Bridge. Mike Marinelli. You know what this guy did? At his expense and his time, got in my car with a jack, drove up to where my car is, an hour north, took the tires, and he's going to fix them for me and then put them back. Nobody does that today. It's kind of like a doctor making off home visits, you know, instead of office visits. But anyway, you know, with us right now is Mike Marinelli. Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello there. How you doing, Dave?
Okay. How long have you been dealing with cars?
Well, I started working at Circle Collision, which I now own, when I was 16 years old. I'm 53, so that's a long time.
Okay. You're not on speakerphone, are you?
Yes. Should I take it off?
Yeah, it sounds much better if you're off speaker.
Okay.
Okay. So there I was with a flat tire. AAA couldn't add air to the tire. I had someone check it for a leak. They looked at it. They said there's no leak. Someone changed the tire pin. It wasn't that. You looked at the tire when it came off, and what did you find?
It looked like it just came off the bead, actually.
That was it.
Possibly, you know, like these tires, they sit, the older cars have tires that don't have tubes in them, and they sit pretty much there. They sit on a rim. And what happens is sometimes the tires, from sitting, they dry rot around the edges that go on the rim, and they just lose air slowly because they're tubeless. They have no tubes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And how so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about winter driving. How important are tires for winter driving?
Well, all I could do is tell you through my experience, most of the cars that I fix, I would say 50% of them get in accidents in inclement weather, which would be rain, snow, ice. And the first thing I look at and I tell the customers, look at your tires. You know, people look at the tires and they look at the outside and they say, oh, they got plenty of tread. You got to look at the inside. And if you don't have good tires, your car is going to become a sled on the road. Very important to have good tires. And don't buy cheap tires. Buy decent tires. Cooper makes a great tire. The air pressure has to be the same in every tire. That's very important also.
You know, there's thousands of motorists who are stranded on the streets, on the highways during the winter. And we've been spoiled so far, but winter's around the corner. You know, many suffer injuries. Some of them get frostbite. It's crazy. So if you find yourself stranded, you know, car trouble could have been avoided. So some of the things that you need to do and you need to check, one of them we're talking about is your tires. Tire tread, for example, right? If it's wearing on the inside or outside, you need new tires, right, Mike?
You got to turn the wheel all the way to the right. You know, people look at the tires and they keep the wheel straight and they see the outer part. You got to turn it all the way to the right, look at the inside, see what the inside looks like. You know, look at the middle. You know, I always say my rule of thumb is you get a dime. If you could put a dime into the middle of the tread, and it goes halfway, you're okay.
Good.
If it goes less than halfway, you really should change the tires.
Also, folks, make sure your battery's charged. Your radiator coolant is high. All your hoses, check your hoses. You know, sometimes you have a little pinhead leak, and the first temperature under 32 degrees, that thing's going to split.
Squeeze them. If they feel hard, it's time to change them. If they feel soft, then they're okay.
You know, oh, really? They're supposed to be soft?
They're supposed to be soft, yep. If they're hard, that means they're getting brittle, and they're going to go. Yep.
I got to change all my radiator hoses.
Yeah. They're not supposed, then eventually they'll have a hole, and that's the worst nightmare in the world.
What about wiper
blades?
No,
it's basically.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish.
No, that's okay. Wiper blades, as soon as they start making noise, go to the store, go to Walmart, go wherever you got to go. Go to an auto parts store. Get yourself a set of wiper blades. Put them on. Another way to avoid an accident. You know, when they start squeaking, that means they need to be replaced. You know, and it's snowing. It's raining. I mean, good wiper blades, if there's no lights, the lighting is poor on the road, or it's just raining, and you know, you can't, when you start to see like you can't see and it's squeaking, go get some new wiper blades. They're not that expensive. They're just common sense stuff. Yep.
Anything else that's common sense stuff?
What I would say is headlights. If you look at some of these cars, the headlights are very cloudy. They're made of plastic, and they sell this stuff, they advertise this stuff on TV that says, oh, you know, you can buff your headlights, and, you know, you wet sand them, and you polish them, and they last, and you bring back the plastic. It really, essentially, that's not, it fades out eventually. We have a service, which, you know, really works well. We wet sand the headlights, and we clear coat them, so they stay shiny, and they never get cloudy. And when the headlights get cloudy, it's not the bulb, it's the lens itself. And the lens, once that gets cloudy, it's very hard to see, especially at night. People think if you change, it's the bulb. It's not the bulb. It's the headlight itself. That's another tip.
Good. Well, after we finish with my tires on my caddy.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to talk about a couple of recalls now. And I'd like you to chime in after each recall if there's something that you want to add to it. This recall affects almost 11,000 Hyundai vehicles. They're recalling 2013 through 2015 Genesis coupes that are equipped with manual transmissions. If the differential and the suspension rear cross member were not properly aligned during vehicle assembly, the bolts that secure the differential may loosen. And if it loosens from its mounted position, they're saying that the drive shaft may disconnect from the differential. And that would, I guess, then you'd lose your propulsion.
Correct.
Any comment?
Don't ignore recalls. A lot of people get, oh, you know, if you don't have the car anymore and you sold it, that's a different case. But when you get a recall, take care of it.
Okay.
You know, don't ignore it. A lot of consumers, they ignore it. I'm not worried about it. They throw it in the shredder. Very, very important that you, you pay attention to those letters, especially if you get them from the manufacturer. Because there's a reason. I mean, that's very dangerous. You know, like if the drive shaft falls out of the car, you lose steering. You know, you're going all over the place. You lose power. You know, that's Hyundai's make a good car. Most of the cars are really solid. You know, but recalls happen. You know, nothing's perfect. It's not a perfect science, a car. Things happen. But take care of it. Don't put it off.
Here's some more imperfections. Nissan's recalling certain 2015 Rogue vehicles. There's a selection with the shift selector knob. And it affects almost 34,000 vehicles. They say that it's possible to shift out of park without depressing the brake.
Well, that's really dangerous. Yeah, that's like, you know, start the car and it just takes off. You know, definitely take care of that. You know, this is all, you know, Nissan makes a good car. Toyota makes a good car. Everybody runs for the foreign cars. Let me tell you something, Dave. American cars are just as good right now, especially the Fords. They've come a long way. You know, customers ask me all the time, should I buy a Toyota, a Nissan, I want to buy a foreign car. So do yourself a favor, go look at a Ford. You know, Fords are good. They make good cars. GM makes decent cars now. They've come back. Support the country that we live in.
There you go. The next recall is for 411,000 Fords. 2010, 2011 Ford Fusions, and 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans. Now explain this to me. The fuel vapor canisters whose purge valves may not operate properly, resulting in abnormal pressure changes in the fuel tank, and it says that could possibly cause the tank to crack and leak?
That could certainly happen because it's like it's pressure loaded. It's a vapor canister, and it controls the pressure that goes into the tank and in the fuel system. And, you know, if it's not functioning correctly, it could certainly cause the fuel tank to leak. Yep, I'm surprised, too. I hadn't heard that. But, you know, that's something that definitely people should address, like all recalls. You know, just take care of it.
And the last recall is Chrysler. They're recalling over 105,000 2013 and 2014 Dodge Darts with a 2-liter or a 2.4-liter engine. They're saying that engine oil from the vacuum pump may seep into the brake booster, damaging a component within the brake booster. And it could increase, you know, the distance you need when you stop.
Well, I never liked a Dart. To me, they built that car too fast and too cheap. You know, I fixed quite a few of them, and, you know, they're just cheap cars. You know, they're thin, the metal's thin, they look sleek, but that doesn't surprise me at all. I'm not a big fan of those cars. They're too cheap, they're too small, You know, I mean, that's a very serious thing.
So they have it, folks. Over 500,000 recalls on the Taxi Dave show. Mike was nice enough to add his 2 cents. So would you mind coming back if you have the time on Sunday nights and just giving us, like, you know, I'll give you a Mike's Minute to talk about something that you're seeing in cars that could help people?
Yeah, I would be more than happy to do that.
Now, let me ask you something.
I appreciate that. Yes,
that I need for my granddaughter. I spilled the beans last week, and I told everyone that I have a 74 Eldorado convertible.
Sweet ride.
And my 3-year-old granddaughter wants to go for a ride in the red car. But my daughter will not let her in that car unless I have a seatbelt that's bolted to the frame or that's connected, attached to the frame. How do you do that in a 74 car that doesn't have that equipment? Is it a difficult procedure?
Well, they have the belly holster, you know, like all the old cars had, and that mounts right into the frame, not into the frame, but into the floor, which mounts into the frame. Okay? I can't say until I take the seats out. Safety is the first thing. I'm sure there's something that I could devise that would make it safe, that I could probably put two seat belts on the top where the back is. And as long as it's safe, it could definitely be, you know, it could be fabricated per se, but it's got to be safe. You know, I got to make sure that it's tight when you put the seat belts on. I've done it before, but it's something you got to really be careful with. Obviously, you're putting a baby in there.
That's exactly right. So, that was my first question. Since I'm the host of the show, I figured I'd get mine in first. Mike, you own Circle Collision Center. You're located in Nanuet. And how do people reach you if they want, you know, if they want your advice or want to bring a car to you? By the way, folks, you know, Mike's a very humble guy, very honest guy. Let's just say there are some agencies that use his collision shop. They wouldn't be using his shop if he wasn't a straight shooter. Okay? There's a lot of people out there who you can't trust, who pad bills. This guy is the best. Okay? How do they reach you, Mike?
Well, my shop is in Nanuet, right next to the Nanuet train station. My website is circlecollision.com. It's a really outrageous website my friend did for me, which is incredible. And my email is circlecollision@AOL.com. And pretty much, you know, we're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6. And, you know, if I have to come in after hours or write an estimate or on Saturdays, you know, I'm happy to do that. You know, I've been there a long time. I'm there since I'm 16. And the shop is there since 1970. I bought it from the original owner. And we do a lot of collision work, a lot of paint work. I also restore classic cars. That's my love.
Ooh.
That's what I love to do. You know that.
I came to the right guy.
I'm working on a 29 DeSoto. Yeah, so, you know, or if people have cars there.
What are you doing on a 29 DeSoto?
I'm trying to get it done.
Oh, okay.
The whole car's wood. Yeah, it's wood. And it's a really cool car. I have some pictures. I have a really good Facebook page. It's Circle Collision Incorporated in Nanuet. You can see a lot of my projects are on there. And I love what I do.
You know, Mike, I haven't given out the phone number of this radio station today because I knew we had the senator on and we were having you on. I'm going to give out the phone number right now. It's 800-321-0710. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, 800-321-0710. You have any questions about your car? After all, it's the Taxi Dave show. We can talk about transportation while they go into a couple of other stories. But I think we'll take some calls. If you guys want to call, now's the time, 800-321-0710. This is the Taxi Dave show. We're going to break for a commercial now. Okay, we are broadcasting live on top of Rockefeller Center. Amazing view down here. Let me just lean over the edge. There's the Christmas tree. There's my sister ice skating. What a view from up here. Unbelievable. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship.
That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Downtown at night.
Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We're back. I have an email here. Taxi business this month was slow. It hasn't been this slow in 20 years. Online shopping and record-heavy traffic and Uber and others killed our business. People don't mind taking taxis if it's the quickest way form of transportation. Who wants to pay more for the same distance and sit longer in cabs to watch taxi TV and they can't get there in time? People can walk faster than the buses and basic travel flow today, especially crosstown. Every day more cabs are running empty without passengers, polluting the air. The drivers can't earn decent wages. That's from Steve to the Taxi Dave Show. Yeah, our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. That's taxihail@AOL.com. Let's take Tony. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
I had a question for your Circle City guy. I own a taxi cab company in the Midwest, and I just use Crown Vicks. But the thing that I'm having is constantly coil packs are going out. Is that just notorious for that, or is there something that could be done to help that situation, or is that just something that always happens?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, sir? I'm sorry.
Always having to replace coil packs in the Crown Vic. Is that something that's just constantly going on, or does it get better as the years go on?
Did you say the coil?
The coil packs, yeah.
The coil packs. Well, a lot of that is caused from moisture. You know, they go bad, they get rusty, like where they plug in, and they get rusty. For, like, a lot of it's moisture, actually. And I did have a problem with those cars because I had a Mustang GT. That's a 5.0, correct?
Yes.
The Crown Victoria is a 5.0. So the Mustang GT was the same thing. I had a few of them that I had redone, and they wouldn't start. And I kept having to change all the distributor coil. The bottom was, like, get moisture, and it wouldn't get any spark. And I don't really think they ever found a solution for that, honestly.
Okay, because I know in 2011 was the last time they made that body style. I was wondering if it got.
What year are your Crown Vicks?
2005.
Yeah, so that's a 5.0, and there was a lot of problems with that. There's no real way to solve that unless you know when it's going to rain and you go out there and you put like a blanket over the coil, you know, to keep the moisture out of it. It's because it's just a poor design, and it's on the 5.0 because I had the same problem with my Mustang. Every time I try to start it, like, you know, I would buy one because I buy a lot of cars that are in storage, and the car's got low mileage, and I try and start it, and I'm like, oh, it's the coil. It gets a little bit of moisture on the bottom, and it doesn't get any spark.
How's the taxi business out there?
It's pretty good. I'm originally from New York. I've been out here since 85. I bought a company about 7 years ago, but I'm getting recently hammered by Uber. Uber is just killing me, so I'm in a town just outside of the city of Indianapolis, which is the capital of Indiana. And, Uber is just, it's just creaming us. We had an awful hard time last year on the, you know, big weekend for us coming up again. So we're going to see what this New Year's Eve is going to be like in comparison to last year, because last year was pretty bad with the Uber situation.
Well, good luck with that. Just to let you know, there is a federal lawsuit that's going on, not against Uber, but against the in New York City, and that should we'll see what happens with that. You're not alone.
I had one question I'd like to ask you, because I'm always listening, you know, being a New Yorker, always will be a New Yorker, always listen to you over, you know, the satellite radio or through iHeart Radio. And I was wondering, the thing that I don't understand is, how do they get by without having the proper insurance? That's the thing that I don't understand, because whenever you buy insurance, the first question they ask you is, are you going to be using this vehicle for commercial purposes or, you know, to pick up passengers? We know that they don't have the right insurance to carry passengers. How are they getting by with that? That's the only asked question I want to know.
Well, it depends on which municipality. What a lot of the app companies seem to do is they do whatever they have to do, okay, to survive. In New York City, the only way they could survive was to become a base. And those bases, which are licensed by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, have to have insurance. So if anybody drives at any time, in New York City, passengers are covered and drivers are covered. However, there's a new law in New York State that this session, I didn't speak to Tony Avella about it, but this coming session in New York State, they're called TNCs. And the TNCs are basically app companies. And you can take your grandmother or you can take anybody's private car, and as on your way to work, you can engage Uber. Once you engage Uber, you're now on the Uber insurance, and you pick up a fare, you're under Uber. Once you disengage the Uber app, you are now back on your private insurance. And in that case, outside of New York City, there's no background checks, or not certainly not fingerprint checks the way they do in New York City. What happens, and you know the nature of this industry, you know, you might like a cab driver. Wow, this guy drives great. I want to take him from now on. Or I love his car. What a great car. I'm going to call, can I call you privately? Or the driver solicits, hey, this guy's a big tipper. You know, here's my phone number. Call me if you need to go to the airport. And guess what? He doesn't engage the Uber app. He takes him to the airport, and on the way, there's a horrific accident. Guess what? Uber is going to say, hey, you weren't working for us. And the private insurance is going to say, hey, you're not covered, you were working. And that's one of the major problems and gaps there are. This is going to bankrupt some states. Right now, 25 states have passed legislation. There was a situation, well, you will hear more about this as time goes on. I don't know what the law is in your jurisdiction outside Indianapolis. I wish I did. But I'll look it up, and maybe we'll talk again.
We will, Taxi Dave. Thank you. It's great to listen to your show, and you have a good New Year.
Safe driving, my friend.
Hope you have a good New Year's, too. Better one than last year. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're broadcasting live from Rockefeller Center, looking down on that tree and the traffic. Oh, by the way, I have a tip for guys, okay? I have a great tip for guys on what not to do on Christmas Eve. I got to tell you this. I have a company shirt, a golf shirt, that's red, and I wore it on Christmas Eve. I'm taking water pills. So you know what happens with water pills. Nature calls. The closest place was a Target. I grab a spot at Target. I run in to Target. And before I can get to the bathroom, a woman says, can you tell me where sheets and pillowcases are? I said, well, down there where it says beddings. I don't know why it doesn't say sheets and pillowcases. It says over there for beddings. I take another step, and a woman says, where can I get an iPad? I said, you see that? It's electronics. I really have to go. I really have to go. The third person says, where are you going? I said, I have to go to the bathroom. But you helped them. So here's the advice. Don't wear a red shirt into Target on Christmas Eve. Okay? There. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, gosh. All right. Hey, Noah, do we have any more callers? Or are we just getting calls from Indianapolis tonight? How much time do we have left? Okay, so we did have Senator Avella on. We spoke about Move New York and the corruption in New York State, and he wants you to call your elected officials and tell them, if you don't entertain some new ethics reform, I'm not voting for you this time around. And right now, we have on the phone Michael Marinelli, who's the owner of Circle Collision Center in Nanuet, New York. I know we're the number one radio station, okay, in this time slot, and so do you. So if you have any questions about your vehicle, why don't you call in right now? All right? We do have, well, actually, we're not going to have much time because there's less than a minute left to the show. So let me just see what I can ramble through here. There is a new bill that Mayor de Blasio is trying to pass. He wants to curtail parking requirements for affordable developments near subway stations. Basically, what it means is developers now will have more space to develop and less space for parking, because they're saying in New York City, less than half of the people in developments actually have cars. All right. Anyway, Mike, I want to thank you for being on the Taxi Dave Show. Thank you, Senator. Thank you for all your listeners, Indianapolis, around the world. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Next time you're going to hear from us, it's going to be next year. All right, so we'll speak to you next year and see you on the radio. I gotta go now. Hey, get me out of this Rockefeller Center traffic and get me home.